Real Estate Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic real estate advice.
Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio over the NSK. Shaquan is on leave. She'll be back on Thursday, getting that much needed rest in. Clala Tukzin, Zaba, and Sykes with E-Plan. Let's talk real estate, because we're all renting. If we're not renting, we're all paying off the mortgage. We're all, you know, maybe involved in some sort of rent-to-own initiative. But basically, we are all struggling when it comes to this thing. And that's why we have Osi Loretta, just to contextualize the market for us. Osi Loretta?
Good morning, fresh listeners. My name is Loretta Campbell from Parrot Peak Properties with your real estate breakfast. Today we are going to talk about the Namibian rental market.
Okay.
So we are going to start from when COVID hit. When COVID hit, the rental market in Namibia relatively went down. So properties were being rented out for way less or way cheaper than they were before the impact of COVID, because a lot of people were financially struck and were downscaling from the properties that they were staying in. So like, for instance, someone is renting a house maybe for 10,000, they would now opt to look for a property maybe for 6,000, 7,000, like that, just to like cut on costs, to also save them, you know, some funds. So the rental market really went down, and because of the impact of COVID, landlords didn't want their properties to remain vacant on the market because they also still had their bonds deducting. They started reducing the rental prices and started renting out properties for way below. Although we had a struggle with like the high-end properties, like the luxury properties, maybe we had a few of them that were maybe vacant for a year, a few months, because of the affordability of the clients, the rental market was relatively very low. So now we are going to talk about the rental crisis that we are facing currently.
Yes.
It's been 2 years since COVID hit. I mean, is it 4 years? Yeah, it's been 4 years since COVID hit, and people have been recovering financially, and, you know, those that downscaled now are upscaling, moving into their financial bracket. So people started looking for properties, like the houses that they were renting now, started looking for properties that are, like, better for them, more spacious, maybe some need more space. So they started upscaling and looking for properties slightly just with the price difference of what they were renting. And the property owners started increasing the rental prices, nah, because the market was recovering. So the property owners also started increasing the rental prices to rent out their property, because they felt like, you know, they were renting out the properties at a loss. Now they can rent out the property for the value of their money.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, a property, like the flats at 77 during the COVID period were ranging between 7,000 and 8,000. Now those flats are ranging from 8,500 up. You will not get a property that is below that. So all of the prices, the rental prices with the recovery, went up, and now it brings us into a rental crisis, because we still have a few people that are still within the 5,000 to the 8,000 salary bracket that still need accommodation. So these people are now struggling to get properties.
Yeah.
So we have a rental crisis, especially for properties ranging between 7,000 to 8,000.
Seriously?
You'd be very lucky if you come across such a property within that price range. Yeah, so if you are renting out a property, if you have a vacant property that you need to get rid of, please feel free to call me. My cell number is 081 42 8-9-9-49. So yeah, give me a call and we could consult on the price, the market value, and then I could put your property on the market and get it rented out in no time. A property that is priced right is a property that is leased out very fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's it from me today. Thank you.
Loretta, you are appreciated, OC. Thank you so much. So it's a crisis right now. Pricing between 7,000 and 8,000, maybe towards even 9, is scarce. Hence the call to property owners who have such facilities to make it available and make a bit of money, isn't it? It's 8:59 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. On the other side, we are going to continue and close off this conversation that we have. The unpopular opinion being she didn't choose her child's father wrong. He decided to be a bad father. Plus, I need to bring you up to speed about a Jericho issue. Yeah. Stick around.
Real Estate Breakfast every Tuesday at 8:50 a.m.